Our greatest enemy is not from without. It is that old self-life, that spirit within us that desires to act independently of God. And unless that spirit of independence is broken, here's what you can expect, and I want you to listen carefully. It's going to hinder your relationship to God. It's going to dull your sensitivity to God. It's going to delay God's purpose in your life. It's going to deny you of the peace and joy that you're looking for in life. It's going to diminish your effect, the good effect that you could have upon others. And not only that, but it is going to give Satan a greater place of opportunity in your life for a greater stronghold than ever before. And it's going to deprive you, deny you of the blessings that God has in store for you, you would have had had you obeyed Him in your life. Now, brokenness always involves repentance over sin, the sin of rebellion, and it always involves the submission of our spirit to Him. So therefore, it is oftentimes very painful, especially if I have held on to something, or some area, some relationship, some thing, some desire, some ambition, some goal in my life that is not of God. Sometimes it's very painful to let that go. But God breaks us in order to bless us. And I want you to turn, if you will, today. This is our last message in the series on brokenness, the way to blessing. And the title of this message is After Brokenness, What Then? Chapter 12 of the book of John. This was the first text in the very first message on brokenness, the principle. The 24th verse, it's all wrapped up in this one verse. And Jesus said it this way. Truly, truly, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains by itself alone. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. After brokenness, what then? And if you recall, we said in the very beginning that Jesus has used the beautiful illustration here, something of nature. You can take one grain of wheat, as long as it lays on the barn floor, there it is one grain. But when you take that grain and you place it in the earth and you cover it, then its environment, the moisture, the heat, begin to work on that outer shell of that grain. Before long, the outer shell is broken. And when it is broken, that kernel of life begins to protrude its way up through the earth, through the soil, and before long you have one stalk of wheat. On that stalk, let's say there are anywhere from 50 to 100 grains. You took those 50 or 100 grains, laid them on the barn floor, there'd only be a 50 or 100 grains. But if you took each one of those and placed it in the earth and let it also die and be broken, out of each kernel will come new life. And out of each kernel of new life will become a new stalk and more grains. You could have 100 million bushels of grain out of one little grain, if you kept on replanting every single grain. Notice what Jesus said in this verse. He says, except a grain of wheat fall into the earth and die, it abides alone, but if it dies, if it's broken, it bears much fruit. Now I want to say what I have said every week and said it on purpose to repeat so that you will never forget it, that God breaks us in order to bring us to spiritual maturity and supernatural ministries in our lives. And that His process is always the same. It just takes longer for some people, shorter for others. He targets the areas that you and I are still unsubmissive in. He arranges the circumstances by which He's going to break us. He chooses the tools with which He's going to break us. And then He controls the pressure and the timing it'll take to bring us into submission to His will. If we, by our strong determination, self-will, and insistent rebellion toward Him, refuse to yield no matter what God does, He'll put us on the shelf. But my friend, that is the most costly decision you ever make. But let's say that you do yield, you do surrender, and that you are broken. What can you expect when God breaks you? Pain and suffering, yes, at times, depending upon what it is that God is dealing with. But after brokenness, what then? So I want you to jot down three things primarily, but there'll be many others that you might want to jot down for your own help.